We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Ayin Amabez, and we are beginning five lines from the top, Boyimine. Talk to Gemara, Boyimine Rava Mirav Nachman. Helam Zev Zev Yodai. We just established that if someone comes to a Shabbos and forgets his Shabbos, he knew Hol Hilchos Shabbos very well. He just did not know that it was Shabbos today, and he does a bunch of different Averis. He's only going to have one Chatas. Why? Because he forgot about Shabbos. The opposite case, let's say he knows today is Shabbos, but he doesn't know all the, he forgot about the Issur Melachos, and he did a bunch of Melachos. Then the Halacha is a Chayv for every Melacha, a Chatas. So if you forget about Shabbos, you'll Chayv one Chatas. If you know about Shabbos, forget about the Melachos, you Chayv a bunch of different Chatas. That's the Halacha we learned in the Gemara before. So now the Shaila is, let's say he forgot both. He forgot both Shabbos and forgot the Issur Melachos. So how many Kabbalas did he bring? Did he bring one Chatas? Because he forgot about Shabbos. But on the other hand, he forgot about the Melachos also. So when he brings a carbon, he's doing because he forgot about Melachos also. So maybe he has to bring Chatas for every single Melacha. Helam Zev Zev Yodim Mahu. Amalei, Harei Helam Shabbos B'Yodoy, Ve'Nechayv L'Achas. He says, what do you mean? He forgot about Shabbos, so it's only one Chatas because he forgot about Shabbos. So he said back, no, Adarabba, Harei Helam Melachos B'Yodoy. He forgot about Melachos. V'chayv kol achas v'achas. V'chayv in every single Melachos. Like we just said, there's chiluk Melachos. He forgot the Melachos also. So how do you look at this? He forgot about both. What is it? One Chatos or 39 Chatos? Elam Ravashi Chazino. We check it out. Imshim Shabbos Kaparish. If he stops Kudosh Shabbos, Harei Helam Shabbos B'yodoy. V'inechayv alachas. So Rashi learns it means that if you tell him Shabbos, it was Shabbos today, and he stops, so we know that his mistake was because of Shabbos. So then, he'll bring one carbon, only one chatas. If you tell him, hey, that's a bayer is also on Shabbos, and that's when he stops, Harei Helam Melachos V'yodai. So it must be, it's because he forgot the Melachos, V'chayav kol achas v'achas. That's how Rashi learns his Gemara. Tosfos doesn't really like this, pshat, because he says, what do you mean? Let's say I told him Shabbos and he stopped. Maybe if I would have told him Melachos, he would have stopped. So how do you know the mistake was because I told him Shabbos? Maybe the mistake is because I told him Melachos. And he asks even more, let's say I tell him both. I tell him both. It's Shabbos and Melachos also, and he stops. We don't know which one he stopped for. So therefore, he doesn't really like this pshat so much. But anyway, either case, Ravina really slugged it up anyway. Amla Ravina Ravashi, klum parash m'shabbos el m'shum Melachos. Even if you tell him it's Shabbos and he stops, it's also because of Melachos. And Kulam Parash Melachos, if you tell him it's Melachos and he stops, it's only Elam Shem Shabbos. So it's both the ideas. Ela, lo yishna, therefore it's not a difference, and you only chayiv one. That's how he passed Kulam Aysa. Ravina said, you only chayiv one. You only taka chayiv one chatas, and that's it. You only chayiv one chatas. Zok, there is a kash over here that in our Mishnah, so comes over here, Helam Zev Zev, the one that's Shiloh. If you have one, you have 39. So the kash is, the Mishnah says, the first case of the Mishnah was, Hashachach Ikka Shabbos, if you forgot the whole Shabbos, and you bring one Chatos. Hashachach Ikka Shabbos, there it's a Helam Zev Zev Yodah, you don't know either one. So why bring a Raya from there? So why don't we bring a Raya over there? So Rashi has a pshat. Tosfos doesn't like the pshat. So Tosfos' pshat is that Shechech Ikka Shabbos, someone who doesn't know about Shabbos, even if you remind him, he doesn't really chap. Mashenkin here, where you remind him and he remembers, so there it's a different shaila. It's a different shaila. It's not compared to the Mishnah. Like upon him, we had a shaila, Helam Zev Zev Yodai, what's the halacha? And the Helam Zev Zev Halacha, and the Ravina came out that Lo Yishna. That it's only chayav one chatas. Look at the Gemara, Tanan. And Ravashi held, depends why he's pirish. That's what Ravashi held. Tanan, we went to the Mishnah. The next Mishnah, Mishnah Adaf, and Gimel. Obviously, Melachos Baram Chosa Achas. There are 39 Melachos. But Avinu Balamar asks Avinu Lomli, what do you have to tell me a number? I don't know it's 39 Melachos. Om Rav Yechidon, Shem Oson Kulon Behelam Echad. If you did it all in one forgetting, all 39 Melachos, chayav kolachas v'achas. Yichayev on each one, Yichayev on each melacha separately. Chayev each melacha separately. So, Iyam is Bishloma, Helam, Zev, Zev, Yod, Chayev, Kol, Achas, V'Achas, Shaper. Now, if you forgot 39 melachas, the Gemara is assuming, if you forgot 39 melachas, it means you don't know about Shabbos either, because you don't know about any melachas, so what do you know about Shabbos? And you say Yichayev 39 different chatos. So if you hold Helm Zev Zev Yod Yichayv and each chat 39 of the chatayis, not one chatayis, chayv 39. So it's good. We chap what you're saying. A shopper. Eli Amos Helm Shabbos Yodoy in a chayv alachas. But if you hold that, if you didn't know Shabbos and you didn't know Malachas, you only chayv one. So heichem eshkachas lo. How is it possible to have that you don't know Yichayv 39 Malachas because you didn't know the Malachas and you still know it's Shabbos? How is it possible? What do you know about Shabbos? Heichem eshkachas lo. Which Shabbos do you know about? Zodin Shabbos, Shugas Malachas. So it must be Zodin Shabbos. You knew about Shabbos, you know Malachas. So what's the case? So Honich Yisav Lo Krab Yechron to Amai Kivin Shishogak Bekareis Apish Heiz Balav Mishkachas Lo Diod Lo Shabbos Balav. We had before, what's called a Shagig? Rabbi Yechron holds that even if I know it's usher to do Beirur and Teich Halach on Shabbos, but I don't know that it's Chayiv Karis, that's called a Shagig. So it's very possible to be, and look, a Shagig is Chayiv a carbon. So it's very possible to be a Shagig Chayiv 39 different carbonas and still know about Shabbos. Why? You know about Shabbos regarding the Lav. That's a Zod and Shabbos. Honey Chashav Lo Rabbi Yechron, when Kimon Shagig a Karis, Apish a Hezev Balav, you know you're amazed Balav, Mishkachas Lo, to Yodle Shabbos Balav. You knew it's Shabbos regarding the Lav. What if you hold a Shlokish? That he says that you're not chayiv, a carbon. It's not called a shoygig until you're shoygig b'lav and the chorus, the yodlo Shabbos b'mai. So what do you mean? Then you don't know about Shabbos at all. If you don't know about anything, you don't know lav or the chorus, you don't know about Shabbos. So here it's helim zev zev yodai. So why you chayiv 39? And the Gemara, the Yodlev Tchum Olivir Kiva, you know what the Issa Tchum, the Issa to go out of your 2,000 Amos on Shabbos, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's the Raisa of Al Teitze Yishmim Kaimai, and therefore that's a Issa the Raisa, and you have the Issa of Shabbos the Raisa, and therefore you know about Shabbos, and you don't know about Malachas, therefore you'll bring 39 different Kabbanas for Malachas. But Helam Zev Zev Yodlev, you don't know anything, if you got about Shabbos, and if you got about Malachas, that Ravina says that Lo Yishna, and you only bring one carbon. Zok to Gemara, new Gemara. Amar Rava, Katz Lacha is that in order to be Chayiv on Shabbos, when it comes to food, you have to do the shear of a groigris, which is like a dried fig. Like if you cut wheat on Shabbos, which is the deraisa of Kaitzer, or you grind wheat, which is the deraisa of grinding, you have to grind the shear of groigris. That's the halacha. If you do shear less than a groigris, it's not chayiv, because it's not a melachas machshava, it's not a choshava amount to be called a melacha on Shabbos, to be called work on Shabbos. So therefore you need a shear of groigris. So anytime we say chayiv achat, it's always used in groigris. Amar Rava, kotzar v'tochen groigris v'shiga Shabbos v'zodim melachas. First on Shabbos, he cut wheat, and he grinded up the wheat. Kegregus, the shear gregus, which is on both our offenses that are chayiv chatos. Veshigas Shabbos, v'zod the malachas. But it was a shigas, he forgot it was Shabbos, he knew about the malachas, kaitzer teichin, he just forgot Shabbos. So this is a candidate to be chayiv only one chatos, even though he did two things. So kotzer v'tochen gregus v'shigas Shabbos and malachas. And then, before he had a chance, he didn't realize he did this, V'chazar, v'katzar, he didn't realize he did this, and then he found out it was Shabbos. I didn't realize he did this malacha yet. Then v'chazar, v'katzar, v'tochen, v'gregus, b'zod n'shabbos, v'malachas. And then when he realized it was Shabbos, he forgot that it's also do kaitzer and teichin, and he then grind the wheat and cut wheat again. And this is chayiv two chatos. So he has like one malach, like he did two things before the chayiv one chatos, and he did two things now the chayiv two chatos. And then he realized that he was kaitzer and teichin b'shigas Shabbos because he forgot it was Shabbos, which is chayiv one chatas, and he was mafresh a chatas. He said it's a chatas. Then v'chaz v'noydloy al aktsira v'al trinos on Shabbos and malachas. And afterwards, he found out about the second thing he did, aktsira and trinos, which is chayiv two chatas. So it means he found out about one before he found out the other one. And according to Rashi, he was even mafresh a carbon on. According to Rashi, he was even mafresh a carbon on the first one. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that the first carbon. See, if you would find out about. So the halacha is the first carbon could cover all the ksira. So ksira gereres ksira, but the chino gereres trina. The ksira, he brings a carbon, the first carbon he brings, that's really one chatas on two things, it'll be mechapa on both of them. It'll be mechapa on both of them. Because even though, since it was one helam, you didn't know in between, so even though it's a different type of halama, you did both of these malachas, both ksira and tchina, without finding it, there's something wrong in between. So even though it's different type of forgettings, but lamaisi, you didn't do, you did a chait, so it's not mechalakit. It doesn't make it into one, into two, and therefore one chatas that you bring on the ktsira and tchina will take care of both of them. Will take care of both of them. Kozman, you know about it. Kozman, you know about it right now, so it's gonna cover it. That's the halacha. It's gonna cover the chait. That means I brought a carbon for the first one, which is one chatas, for two averis. Why can I bring one chatas there? Because I forgot about Shabbos only. Once I bring that carbon, I do not have to bring a carbon on the second two. Why not? Because I already was mechapa on the ksir and tchina. And we look at it all like a one halama, just like you ate two pieces of chaylev with one mistake. One carbon covers the both. Here also, since I did it in one halama, even though it was a different type of halama, one was halama on Shabbos, and one was halama on the malachas, still the one carbon will cover both. Ksira gereris ksira. So the carbon, you know, the first ksira that I'm bringing a carbon for will cover the second ksira, and tchina also that I'm bringing a carbon for, you're not bringing a separate carbon, it's one carbon for ksira and tchina, will cover both. Ah, vol noyde loyal ksira shazon Shabbos, shugas malachos. But let's say you only were noyde loyal on one half of the second avera, which means you realize you did a ksira b'shugas malachos. You knew it was Shabbos, the second ksira, but you forgot about the Isser Ketira, Isser cutting. And you only found out about the Ketira, not about the Tchina. So you only bring a carbon out for Ketira. So now here's an interesting case. You only bring a carbon for the Ketira. So the first two were Ketira and Tchina. Are you going to cover those? That's the Shailia. So Ketira grass Ketira. So that's for sure. On the first Avera that was both Ketira and Tchina together, that was really one Chai, one Chatos, the Ketira will get a Kapara because of this carbon of Ketira. But Tchina Shima, and even Tchina with it also will get a kapara because it's something called Greira, gets slept along. Since that, though both those were together, so the Tchina will get slept along. But Tchina Shekenegdom, Koyme Medes. But the second Tchina I did, that will not have a kapara because I didn't bring a kapara on that. And I didn't bring a kapara on the first one. I just brought a kapara on the second Ketira. So that Ketira slept along the Ketira, and the Ketira slept along the Tchina. But the Tchina won't slept along the Tchina that was the second time. Because that's very greira de greira. We'll see in Sufni Gemara. So, ksira greira ksira, v'tchina she'ima, v'tchina she'kenegdom, v'koyim ha'medas, that stays where it is. And once you find out about it, you'll have to bring a carbon for that. Avayom, ha'tchinami, greira is tchino. The tchina number one, that gets mischaper now, with the second carbon, with the second ksira, that will also schlep the other tchina with it. Shame tchina. It's one tchina and it's one teichin, and therefore you'll have a kapara on that. So that's right here, the machloikis, Abaya, and Rava.